time for another exciting edition of Lick Us and Win.
Lick it up.
All right, 766-9370, my category, anything goes, anything at all you want. It's called the potpourri category. Joe is doing all things Halloween, and if you do lick us, if you want to go or not, whether you want the tickets or not, Sinister Fest tickets going on, or Sinister Creature Con, that is, here in Sacramento. That's going to happen the 14th and 15th. Oh, look at this. We don't have any Halloween questions.
Oh, yeah! Come on.
Yes! Finally, thank you so much. I am not a very godly man, but I did do a prayer after last round because it was all Halloween, and I prayed for potpourri questions. So let's start with Krista.
Krista. All right, I got a question for Dog.
Okay.
Okay, so Castroville, California is the artichoke capital of the world.
It is?
In 1947, who was their first artichoke queen?
Oh, my God.
She went on to become an actress.
Okay, the first artichoke queen from Castroville in 1947. Is she a notable actress?
Yes.
Wow. I don't know why, but I'm going to say Raquel Welch.
No. She was Norma Jean. She became Marilyn Monroe.
No way! That's a great one!
Really?
Yes, she was the first artichoke queen in Castroville.
That is an awesome question.
That's a great one. Yeah, that's some good little trivia right there.
Wow. Okay, very good, Krista. I like that. See, just when you give up on your listeners and think they can't bring you good questions, you get a gem like that.
And that's what you say afterwards. Just because you're about to give up on your listeners.
Yeah.
When a gem like that was thrown into your lap.
Thank you, Krista. Let's go to another potpourri question. Craig, lick us and win.
Yeah, what football team did Axel Foley support in Beverly Hills Cop 2?
Detroit Lions.
Yes.
Yeah, he was from Detroit. He wore, didn't he wear a Detroit Lion jacket?
All the whole movie, pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah, yep. Absolutely. Good question. Thank you. Axel Foley, first Beverly Hills Cop, phenomenal. Taggart, Billy, that was a good movie. That was pretty damn funny. Let's go to Jeff. See, now we're getting somewhere. Now we're getting something good going. Jeff, lick us and win.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Dog, this one's for you. What was the last year that AMC made the Javelin?
I want to say it was the year I was born. I want to say 72.
Nope, 1974.
Oh! Oh, missed it by 2 years.
Wow. Yep. That's close.
Got one in my driveway. That's how I know. I've been restoring it.
The Javelin, awesome car. Does yours have a 390 in it?
No, it's got the 304.
Oh, yeah. And what was the other one? The was it the AMX or GTX?
The AMX. They made that all the way to 83.
Yeah, yeah. All right, very good. Good question.
Wow.
Hang on, we'll get you in. All right, let's go to Liz. Oh, finally now. Now we're going to stop the party with a Halloween question.
Woo!
Liz, lick us and win.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
Joe. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
What year did candy corn first come out?
Ooh, that's a great question right there.
And when you say candy corn, you're talking about the candy, not Joe's teeth.
Of course not. Yeah. That's,
well, the year my candy corn teeth first came out would have probably been, I don't know, 80, 81, when I turned 5 or 6 and got my first one.
Yeah, actually, Joe's teeth aren't like candy corn. Yeah. They're more like Chiclets.
They really are. I'm going to guess early. I'm going to guess 1800s, probably.
Wow. Pretty good guess.
I'm going to guess probably 1880s. Is that right?
They started making them in the 1880s. You did it.
Wow.
No way.
Nicely done, Joe.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, I mean, you got to figure saltwater taffy, candy corn, rock candy, things like that.
Do you remember Whorehound candy? Huh? Have you ever heard of Whorehound candy? It's this candy my grandpa used to go down to, like, this drugstore that was a malt shop / drugstore. You know, it had the old counter barn. And he would buy these bags of Whorehound candy.
And what do they taste like?
I can't even remember. I want to say it was a hard rock candy, but it had, like, a hard toffee or crusted salted. It looked like a corn nut. And I can't remember.
They were called Whorehounds.
Whorehound candy. Yeah, Google that.
Huh.
I think that's what it was called. Let's do another Halloween. Brian, lick us and win.
How you doing? This is for Joe.
Okay, go ahead, bro.
What year was the first Halloween movie made?
1978, I think, right? 79, 78 or 79?
78, sir. You got it.
Whoa, Joe on a roll, too. Look at that.
Yeah.
Finally. All right. We'll try to get one more round of Lick Us and Win in today before we take off. Hopefully we can, because we just got warmed up. We got a bunch of good questions there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's Zeppelin. It's 93.7, The River.